CBS News. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hermine is the uninvited guest who won't go away. The tropical storm is about 250 miles southeast of Maryland right now, packing 65-mile-an-hour winds. But Hermine is expected to regain hurricane strength as it moves to the north and west. Police Chief Jim Bennett in Brigantine, New Jersey, where they are encouraging people to leave the island because of dangerous rip currents and heavy beach erosion to come.
Even if this turns out to be just a minor annoyance, I'd take being safe any day.
WCBS radio meteorologist Todd Glickman says they're on alert to the north of New Jersey as well.
The biggest part of the effects of the storm will likely be along the coastlines of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and perhaps the islands of Massachusetts and Cape Cod. And then by Tuesday or Wednesday, the storm will be moving off to the north and east and loosen its grip on the northeastern part of the United States.
Hermine blamed for two deaths in the south and massive power outages. A canonization at the Vatican. Thousands watch as Pope Francis elevates Mother Teresa to sainthood. CBS's Seth Doan is in St. Peter's Square.
Dignitaries have shown up here, people who knew Mother Teresa, people who were touched by Mother Teresa. Ray Flynn, for instance, the former Boston mayor and U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, has come for this, what they see as momentous occasion.
Dozens of wastewater disposal wells are being ordered to shut down after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake in Pawnee, Oklahoma, near the state's oil and gas fields. Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
The data is very clear. The researchers, the geophysicists, the seismologists are in broad agreement that disposal into the Arbuckle Formation in Oklahoma is responsible for inducing earthquakes in Oklahoma.
The T word comes up again on the presidential campaign trail.
Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence says we're about to get a closer look at his finances and eventually Trump's.
Donald Trump and I are both going to release our tax returns.
In an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, he says Trump hasn't set a date for releasing his returns. Trump has said he won't make them public because he's being audited. But the IRS says nothing prevents individuals from sharing their own tax information. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Funeral services in Missouri for Philando Castile, the black man shot by a police officer during a traffic stop back in July. Castile's mother, Valerie Castile.
That seatbelt was the cross. His hair was the thorn crown. And those bullets were the nails. My son was crucified in his car. And this needs to stop.
Castile's girlfriend says he was killed after he told the officer he had a license to carry a weapon. She live-streamed his death on Facebook. This is CBS News.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Get the latest information when you want it. Download the CBS Radio News app, either on iOS or Android. You also get great features, breaking news, and access to the CBS Radio News Twitter and Facebook feeds. Learn about your world while you take care of all the things you need to take care of. It's perfect for the gym, running errands, or doing chores around the house. CBS Radio News. Get it in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. Music manager to a host of major musicians has died.
He worked with many stars, including Elton John, Pink Floyd, Marvin Gaye, and The Who. But Jerry Heller is perhaps best remembered for managing the Compton rap group N.W.A. Heller was played by Paul Giamatti in last year's Straight Outta Compton.
These clients of yours, these rappers, they look like gang members.
You can't come down here and arrest people just because of what they look like. Are you crazy? That's police harassment.
Heller died in a car crash. Investigators say it appears he had a heart attack before losing control. Jerry Heller was 75. Ed Mertz, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It began with her role in the all-female reboot of Ghostbusters.
Something strange.
Leslie Jones has returned to Twitter 2 weeks after hackers leaked personal information, including the comedian's driver's license and nude photos online. Campaign of abuse, the work of Breitbart tech editor Milo Yiannopoulos, who claims he's been doing God's work. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.